Jacob Wietering joins us now from Carlton, the number one draft pick from last year. I wonder what he did in his break. Jacob, welcome to the program.
No, thanks for having me, guys.
What did you do in your break?
A lot of relaxing obviously went on. I was lucky. I'm a Mornington Peninsula boy, so my family is down in Balmain at the moment, and I spent a bit of time down there with the family and just relaxed and kept fit, did a little bit of running and put on a little bit of weight, which was nice, and now we're back into it.
Reflecting on your first season of AFL football, how did you mark yourself?
Obviously, I was very fortunate to play 20 games in my first year. The club was obviously facing a little bit of a reset with 16 new players on the list and new coach and new game plan. So it was obviously a little bit easier for me to transition into the club. But obviously went down with a couple of shoulder injuries. But besides that, I was very happy with the way I went, got through with no surgeries, and I'm just looking to improve as much as I can over the coming years and obviously focus on this pre-season and try and do my best again next year.
Joe, you certainly looked comfortable at the level, and you said you're looking to improve and you've been in the gym. What have you identified as, you know, something to take you again to that next level to work on for this year?
Yeah, I think it's a good question, and I think pre-season is a massive both for the body and the mind to be ready to compete against the elite, I guess. Bolts is massive on preaching around 80% of pre-season completion, and I guess last year we have to manage first years like myself and our bodies, so I only completed about 70% of pre-season, and I really started to feel it towards the back end of the season, and obviously with my shoulder injuries that probably didn't help, but I think just staying on the track and making sure I'm improving sort of every training session, doing the extras and just gaining as much knowledge as I can. We've picked up, obviously, a few boys as well and a few people on the coaching panel as well. Sav Rock has come on board, which is great. So, yeah, as I said, just keep improving, picking the brains of the coaches around me and going from there.
Jacob, you know, young players, they do hit the wall at some point early in their careers. I mean, you just mentioned, was there a point where physically and mentally it got pretty tough last year?
Yeah, I think that probably came too with the team's performance on, well, I guess, on the back end of the year. We had 9 losses in a row. There were injuries sort of everywhere, and I was definitely struggling with trying to perform and, I guess, a little bit of expectation as well. But I guess Bolts, again, is very good with not just the team but the individual, and he's very good at building relationships with those individuals. And I always sat down with him and had a chat or a coffee every week and went over a few things, and I was able to just go back and enjoy the game towards the back end of the year. I think the last 2 or 3 games we did some good things, got a few things right, or perfected things of our game plan, and then we went to the other end of the spectrum as well against Essendon in our last round and kind of took a few steps backwards. But I think they're all learning experiences, as I said, and we'll learn from them and just focus on what we can do next year.
We're talking to Jacob Wietering from the Blues.
Jacob, I always smile when I hear players say, oh, I had to put on weight. I have visions of, you know, KFC, Big Macs. But yeah. How much do they want? And is it more just weights, or do you have to increase food as well over the break?
No, it's a bit of a combination of. I'm around, I don't look it, certainly in the upper body, but I'm around 97 kilos, so I guess in today's day and age, you can't be too heavy because it is a running game. Key defenders are running around 12 to 14 k's a game nowadays. So it's obviously a big task. You've got to keep a balance between things, but it's probably just more eating the right food than more of it. So I'll try and put on a little bit of muscle, but again, I've just got to keep my running up to standard as well.
Now, Carlton supporters, be listening. You're a key defender. You get to see the game well. Who's going to be the surprise packet for the Blues this year?
I mentioned before we've got 4 new pickups. So Billy Smets from the Cats. I'm sure Jimmy would know a fair bit about him. But obviously, he's a versatile player. Brings sort of that age gap together. We've got quite a young list, and we've got a few older players. He's 24 years of age, so I think he'll bring a fair bit to the club. And obviously, the 3 GWS players as well. I think it'll just more continuity amongst the group. Obviously, as I said, new game plan, new culture, and second year into it. I think the boys will really start to kick on now, and hopefully we can improve on last year.
We discussed Bryce Gibbs before you came on. What was it like for you to see that unfold?
It was definitely hard, but at the same time, it's part of the AFL business. I obviously know Bryce, or I have known Bryce for a year now, and have got to know his family, and obviously he's the ultimate professional. He's a terrific, not just a terrific player, but a terrific person as well. So he came back yesterday. All the older boys came back yesterday, and it was just like normal. He got straight back into it and did incredibly well in his testing, and I'm sure he'll give his all for the Blues in 2017.
Jacob, you spoke before about dealing with expectation and being the number one draft pick and the great hope for Carlton. How did you cope with it all now that it's 12 months in?
Yeah, I think I'll put it down to the people I have around me. That's not just in the inner sanctum of a football club, but obviously family and friends and keeping a balanced lifestyle. Obviously the coaches have been a terrific help. At the Blues, we had four number one draft picks at the club, obviously three playing, and then Josh Fraser as well as a development coach, the VFL coach last year. So I had a fair bit of knowledge and obviously experience to draw on there. But as I said, it was more the people I surrounded myself with. It was an easier transition, I felt, because of the way Carlton was placed last year. And yeah, the boys just made it really easy on me, fitted in really well, and obviously, playing 20 games also helps.
Jacob, congratulations on that first year. Good luck in the pre-season, and we'll catch up again soon.
Beautiful, guys. Cheers for having me.
Jacob Wiedering there from the Blues. And a message for Carlton fans. As Carlton continues on its journey, they need your unwavering support next season. Become Bound by Blue and sign up for the 2017 Carlton membership campaign. So all you got to do is call 1300 Carlton or visit membership.carltonfc.com.au.